This is Radio Kate for another night of the Police Respite Centre that we have produced in the Welcome Centre here in Walthamstow. We've trying to do our bit for the community. We decided it would be nice to put on a sort of temporary canteen for all the officers that are working so hard to protect the area, and they've been doing very long hours. So we've been putting in some hours as well to make sure they had somewhere to come and sit down, have a bite to eat, a cup of tea. And I'm just walking in now. There are already three squad cars outside and many others that could well be unmarked vehicles. You can already hear the sound. And yeah, we've got one, two, three, four large groups of officers sitting at tables having some dinner. Some others have obviously just arrived getting cups of tea, and then they'll go over and get some food. So I'm going to pop over to the table. Over here we've got an amazing spread of about, gosh, must be about 10 different types of cake, chocolate brownies and cupcakes and muffins and even a donut over here. There's sweets, there's fruit, there's flapjacks, there's sandwiches, there's crisps, little bits of bowls of salad and melon, and even a tin of Spam on the side here. So one of the people who's been working here is Faye. So what brought you down here to help the community?
I just wanted to do something to support the people who are looking after us. And I think it's a really small price to pay to give some of your time to help people who are working so hard to keep us safe.
And how have you found it here?
This is the third day I've been here, and the volunteers have been amazing. We've met some really nice people, and the police and paramedics have been fantastic. So we've actually just been having a laugh, really.
It's been a lot of fun. So I've got another volunteer here. What was your reason for coming down? How did you find out about this, actually?
I saw it on Twitter. I was searching for Walthamstow, see what was going on, because there's lots of sirens and stuff, and I was checking everything was all right. And I thought it was really good to do something positive. It all seemed like most of the people on Twitter were trying to cause trouble, but here was something we could do to prove not everyone in Walthamstow is trying to spread rumours and do bad things. So it's really nice to come together, support the police, and just show what an awesome community we are.
Which is why we have our own hashtag, AwesomeStow, on Twitter. I think we've certainly earned it in the last few days. So, I mean, what's it been like? Has it been busy?
Oh, it's been crazy at times. Like this evening at about 6 o'clock, had four big vans full come through, rushed off our feet. Never seen so many paninis in my life. Don't want to see another one ever again, really.
And we've even had police from as far afield as Norfolk, haven't we?
Yeah, apparently so. It's really nice to like be able to show other police forces that people in London are also supportive and helpful of them.
We've got an amazing spread here, but I know there's even more. We've got a menu on the thing here, just underneath the basketball hoop. All sorts of things on offer, from jacket potato and cheese through to baguettes, paninis. We've got chili, vegetarian curry, rice and peas, all sorts of things. Oh, even ice cream. My goodness, that wasn't there yesterday. So I'm going to pop into the kitchen. Lots of activity. Very warm in here. There's somebody taking out a big plate of vegetable curry there and a plate of peas. So what have we got on the stove here this evening, Dean?
We've got peas and rice, beans, vegetable curry, chilli, shepherd's pie, sausages, baked potatoes, salad, paninis, baguettes, you name it, we've got it.
And over here we've got another volunteer. Ken, you've been manning the stove this evening.
I have, sweating over a hot stove. So it's all going very well, and it's just been a great part of a great something to be part of. Great experience.
And I mean, did you kind of expect the community to come together like this?
I would like to have thought that it would, but you never know in these circumstances. But I think particularly having seen the difficulties that the police were having out on the streets, I really thought that it was great that the community came together and rallied around for them to support, show their support.
I mean, I've found one of the nicest things is being able to just sort of sit around and actually just talk to the police and you know, offer them a cup of tea, take that over, make sure they've got something to eat, and then just talk to them about their day. And I've had a really different view of the sort of police job and the amount of hours they put in, and actually even their motivation for doing it. I'm just thinking, in the past, would you ever have waved at, said hello to a policeman if you're walking in the streets, and would you do so now?
More so now, absolutely, although I do have a couple of friends who are in the police force who do a great job, one of whom was out on the streets in Tottenham last Saturday night. So
that must have been quite scary.
Absolutely, had not a very nice experience, had to abandon their squad car and such like. So I really felt like it was a great opportunity to get down here. And, you know, it's great to see, you know, and you realise that these are just, you know, ordinary people, ordinary folk earning a living out there on the street trying to protect us. And as I say, it's great to be here to help them out.
Well, you've done an excellent, sterling job here with the stove. It does look busy. What's been the most popular thing tonight?
Most popular this evening, lots of paninis going out. Mark's been doing an excellent job on the panini stove over there.
I can vouch for them, they're very good actually.
And we've probably sent out at least, I'd say, 100 jacket potatoes this evening.
That's amazing. I guess that's going to cause a little bit of washing up to do. So who have we got over here?
My name's Suzanne.
And how did you get involved with this?
I live just down the road and I kind of just heard about it by walking past and also by the internet as well, so through various different ways.
And did you know any of the people that are here already before you came, or have you just sort of heard of what was going on and wanted to be a part of it?
I knew one or two, but I just kind of heard what was going on and wanted to do something, so just came, poked my head around the door and offered my services.
And I mean, have you enjoyed your time here? I mean, there seems to be a really vibrant atmosphere, and yeah. I certainly, this is my fourth night here. I can't keep away. Every time I come, I'm surprised by, you know, somebody stopped the squad cars and they've been given lots of cake, or, you know, the local pub's donated a load of chili, or, you know, every evening I'm finding something new. I just wonder if you're having the same kind of experience.
Yeah, this is my second night that I've been here. I came at the beginning and just donated some stuff, but this is the second night I've actually worked here, and it's such a good atmosphere. It feels really kind of real positive energy, and it's really nice just to see everybody chipping in, and all these people who've never kind of worked together before seem to be running this amazing kind of cafe service. It's quite fantastic, really.
Well, I was talking to one of the officers last night, and actually he had an amazing story where he'd been out. I was talking to him about the fact that two officers had been run down in Chingford on Sunday night, and I just want to know how that affects the sort of, you know, the family of the police, because I guess they must be working quite closely together. And he said it wasn't the only occasion where something like that had happened that night, and he himself, somebody had tried to run him over, and I was just like, how do you sort of come back from that? And he still had faith in the community. He's, you know, used to work around here and knew that we were a good bunch. I did say to him, you know, if you could say anything to the volunteers who are here, you know, to sort of say thanks, or what message you'd like to give, he said, do they need a hand with the washing up?
Yeah. Well, we'll let him off. I mean, I'm married to a police officer, so I know how much this means to the police, and I also kind of see it from the other side. As the wife of a police officer, I know what it's like with the long hours and how traumatic it can be sometimes, and just a little thing like a cup of tea and a cake can make such a big difference. And I think in recent kind of weeks and months with various other things that have been going on, I think the police have felt quite isolated and a bit maligned by the press and the public and politicians alike. So I think this is going to go a huge way to restoring Waltham Forest's police force's faith in their community. So I think it's really good, and it will have positive benefits for way beyond however long this CAF's open for, I think. So
has your other half been out and about during this troubled time?
He's now a detective, so he's not actually on the street, but he has been deployed to the investigation side of things. So he's been working very long hours as well, so I haven't seen much of him. So this has been quite good. It's kept me busy as well, so rather than just kicking my heels at home on my own. But I know how it feels that when you see someone dressed up in riot kit on this TV and you're wondering if that's your husband or your brother or whoever, or, you know, I've had lots of friends who've been out and about, so it's really heartening to see people actually care. And I think it's been a good way of showing members of the community who perhaps don't have daily interaction with the police what the reality is. And
that's certainly the case for me, and, you know, my sort of general knowledge of the police comes generally from the media, and you hear about corruption, you hear about racism, you hear criticism that they've been a bit too violent in a, you know, a peaceful march situation, and it's very hard to get past that.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, having just sat and chatted to some of these guys and girls this week, I'm just like, oh, what, you know, like real people, and you do really care.
Yeah, I think because we always sort of have said that most people will come across a teacher or a nurse or a doctor, but usually the only time you come into contact with a policeman or a policewoman is when something bad's happened to you, and I think people tend to associate the police with negative things, and actually often that is the case, because that's what they're there for. And I think
it's strange, because like firefighters are like heroes, and then police officers you know, I guess you interact with them when you've been burgled and you're lowest ebb.
Absolutely, yeah, and when they're maybe giving you a speeding ticket or something like that. So, but I think this has shown just sort of how complex their job is. And the other thing is that I don't think people realise is that you get paid the same whether you're sat in an office or whether you're out on the street having, you know, petrol bombs thrown at you. And the guys that train to do that volunteer to do that, and I think it's quite incredible that they do.
In fact, again, one of the different guys I spoke to, an inspector who, I offered him a chocolate brownie here the other day. He said, "Oh no, I'm staying off chocolate because I broke my back teeth, got broken. Someone lobbed a brick at my helmet on Saturday night." He just said it so casually. You know, it's just part of the job.
Yeah, I mean, my kind of favourite line that I often quote from when my husband worked in Hackney as a response officer, I said, "Oh, how was your day?" He goes, "Oh, it was okay. A crack addict tried to bite my ear off, but apart from that, it was all right." And I was like, okay, I won't tell you about how my computer crashed at work then, because it feels a little bit pathetic after you just told me that.
But it's nice. I feel quite heartened to be part of something positive this week. Yeah. And actually, because I've been quite emotional about, you know, seeing these scenes in London and the kind of senseless destruction, it just upsets me. So to be part of this is great, really, for me as well as for the police.
And I think it sort of restored faith in the community, and I think it will carry on for months and years to come, that people will remember this positivity coming out of this situation rather than negative.
Well, thank you very much. I shall let you get back to the washing up. We need some new plates and glasses. I'm sure there'll be a new batch of police officers coming through any moment. Keep up the good work, guys. So one of the other things that we've done is, because there's been such a strong feeling of goodwill from the police and community support officers that have come through our little respite centre here in Walthamstow, I came up with the idea of getting some little note cards and some colourful pens and just suggesting that if they would like to, maybe they'd write a message for us. And I thought maybe we'd have two or three. I think at my last count we had, well, there's a new one, 68 messages on the board here. And with me is another volunteer, Martin Greaves.
Hi there.
What do you make of this amazing patchwork of colour and gratitude?
It's absolutely beautiful. We knew what we were doing was worthwhile, but to see gratitude expressed like this is just incredibly heartwarming. It, you know, more or less brings a tear to your eye. When you read some of the messages, you know, we've got things like, "This has been the most thoughtful thing a community has done for the police in my 29 years of police service." It's just remarkable. I mean, it really, such respect for the police, for everything they're doing now and always, and to find the energy within themselves with the ridiculous hours they're doing at the moment to write what they're writing, it's just amazing.
I mean, I found it amazing. I just thought I'd go around, I'd gently suggest if they'd like to, but there was no pressure, and they jumped at the idea. And I think the first card that I had handed in, I think is still one of my favourites, and really, I find it very moving, which is, "Felt very isolated and thought the whole of society was against us. Your support and kindness has meant so much to me and my colleagues." And I just thought, wow, you know what, we have done something good here. And
another card says, "You have restored my faith in human kindness. Thank you for your generosity."
It's nice that we've been managing to, you know, we've been taking photographs, we've been tweeting, and we're really trying to get the message out there, because there's been so much negativity. And, you know, I want to be able to be proud to say I'm a Londoner and proud to say I'm from Walthamstow. And with these sort of messages, thanks for reminding me why I joined. I mean, you know, these are things I would never have even imagined just a week ago. It's wonderful, wonderful to see them. We've got two poems, we've got some pictures, and the cards just keep coming in.
It's just incredible. I'm blown away by what's being said here. Yeah, we've got police from more or less all over the country coming in now. We've had four van loads from Norfolk today, and they've all gone out of their way to say how grateful they were. It just really makes you feel part of the community, and helps the police, I think, to feel part of the community.
Well, I came in today for my fourth shift, I think, in a row, and as I walked up the drive, I could hear some laughter, and it was three police officers and the young son of one of the volunteers here called Luke, and they were playing frisbee in the little courtyard out front. And I came in, and then one of the inspectors that's popped in each night to have his first cup of tea in a non-paper cup and to get his phone charged popped in, and he'd he brought us some presents, and he's brought us a lovely Harrods policeman bear, which we've now got up on the board, and he bought one specially for little Luke as well, because yesterday somebody made a joke that he'd stolen some cheese and they should arrest him, and he burst into tears and they felt so bad about it. They dressed him up in the jacket and he cheered up. But yeah, it's just been so lovely. And I, yeah, wow, go awesome. So
it's fantastic. I, you know, would like to think this is happening all over the place. It really should be, and it's not a difficult thing to do. We've all got the time. People are overwhelmingly generous with donating food or their time or anything, really.
We've even got flowers on each of the tables. This has been a really very moving, very amazing experience. And I know the riots were not a good thing, and you know, there are big problems in our society that do at some point need to be solved, but this is wonderful. This is positive. And this is London.